Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 203 of Paranormal Stories. This episode, I'm reading from Krista Gorman's book, I Died and Learned How to Live. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from the beginning of the book, so this is what Krista has written. I'm having a hard time breathing. I no sooner said those words to my mother sitting beside me when a huge commotion broke out in the room. A nurse rushed over and ushered my mother out of the way, then yanked me onto my left side, making it easier for my heart to pump blood into my unborn baby. Someone else simultaneously put an oxygen mask over my face as they wheeled me out of the room. Oh my God, I can't breathe. What about my baby? The thought rushed through my head as I rolled out of the room toward the OR across the hall. I wasn't scared. I was pinpoint focused on what I had to do. With all my might, I sucked in as much air as I could, and with each attempt, less and less entered my lungs. Then, there in the hallway, a perfect calm came over me. A gentle, divine peace came over me from behind and surrounded my body. Then, in the midst of my gasping, pinpoint-focused state, I was suddenly serene and peaceful and knew everything was all right. As I made one last attempt to breathe air into my lungs, the noise and commotion around me faded and became distant. As my eyes closed, I let go and let the peace envelop me. My heart stopped at 9:18 a.m. There was no moment of death. From the time my eyes closed in the hallway and the point I watched as my consciousness left my body, I experienced a seamless flow of awareness from one point of reality to another as a continuum. In this reality, there was a gap in time between these experiences. Some time had passed between the hallway and my next moment of awareness, where I suddenly found myself high above the room, looking down as I watched thousands of tiny, black particle-like specks race toward me from what I now know was my body below. The particles gathered around where my vision was, creating a static-like cloud hovering in the air high above. I felt light, expansive, and unencumbered by my physical body, completely and utterly free. I felt the amazement and wonder of a child as I looked around me. There was no sound, no pain. I had no other senses other than that of vision. Imagine your memories completely erased, leaving you only with yourself, the essence of who you are. That was my new state of awareness, and I was pure consciousness. Looking around at the particles undulating around me, I noticed the ceiling and walls were fluid-like and somewhat transparent. Some of the wallpaper borders remained intact, and I felt it had been left that way on purpose for me to recognize, so I would feel more at ease in my new, unfamiliar state. The space between me and everyone else seemed to stretch out as if space-time had elongated, and my now nearly immaterial self was simultaneously both near and far away from my material body lying on the bed below. I had retained my earthly identity within the fine static cloud that was my new awareness. I was still Krista, but without any memory of being in my body. I did not remember my family, my life, what this world was. I didn't recall anything of this earthly existence. I was pure consciousness and felt utterly peaceful and more alive than ever. As I watched what was happening below, I was the observer, unattached to it all. There was no judgment or questioning. It was like watching an incredibly vivid, hyperreal movie, only I didn't understand any of it, while at the same time, I didn't have to. What's happening? I felt the question, like how feelings think in the body. The thought was an intuitive experience, just like the rest of my journey. What were they doing? Filled with childlike amazement, I watched everyone below. Each person was doing something around the body. I saw a person in blue scrubs bent over me and watched as he quickly stood upright and handed something wrapped in a blue towel to someone at my right shoulder. They took what he gave them and turned to face the opposite direction. I couldn't see what was in the towel and wanted to see it. Little did I know, I'd just witnessed the birth of my daughter. My curiosity grew stronger as my attention was drawn to someone at my left shoulder who appeared to be placing something on my chest. Another man in blue stepped into the doorway below me, pausing for a moment as if to assess the situation, then stepped up to my right side, joining in the barrage of activity. As my curiosity increased, the scene below started feeling increasingly familiar. I felt clearer, more interested, and attached to what was happening. Then something tugged at me from the left. Initially, I resisted, as I wanted to stay and keep watching. The force responded to my feeling by pulling up my energy body even harder, making me feel like it meant what it had said and almost recommended I go with it, despite how much I wanted to stay. Because of this, I intuitively felt what it wanted was more important than what I wanted, and it was with that understanding that I decided to go with it. Once I felt, okay, I'll go, I was instantaneously moving at a terrific speed through the liquid appearing, flowing wall into a place that was just a brief white flash that emerged into a dense, dark static space that was the same black particulate matter I was. It was much denser than my essence, and I quickly absorbed into it. Its divine warmth enveloped every bit of me. I felt like I'd become a part of the whole of the universe. It was all of me, and I was all of it. I encompassed every atom, every particle, every bit of its energy. It felt like I'd returned home. There was no feeling of I'm this and that is that, sort of separateness between self and the particulate space around me. As I was energetically my particulate self, I was simultaneously an integral part of this energy that felt infinitely large yet immeasurably small. It was intelligent energy, and it had, at any moment, the potential to burst wide open or to collapse in on me. Yet it was gentle in its power, and I felt utterly peaceful within it. As I sped along, I became intermixed with the energy, and the further I went, the more I felt its indefinable, irrefutable, unbounded love. It was love. What a joy I felt. My consciousness was wholly immersed in it. What bliss. I felt no pain, no anxiety, no fear. All that existed and all that had ever existed was there, in and around me. I had come full circle and returned to the centre of my being. I'd returned to the home of my true self. During that time, there really was no sense of time as we know it here, and only in remembering can I use the word to describe it simply for the lack of a better one. I was moving imperceptibly fast, then came to a gentle, equally imperceptible stop in the dense particulate darkness. Then instantly, all the questions I'd ever had were answered. It was a rapid explanation of all the things I'd wondered about throughout my entire life that came rushing downward in a funnel of information, moving through me, ending at one point at my centre of being. That point was my answer, love. That was it. Love was the answer to everything. I immediately felt this expansion of my being that reached infinitely outward. I felt pure joy and complete and utter awe at the majesty of how divinely orchestrated my life had been, and how every single thing that happened led to the next and the next. It reminded me about what a powerful creator I am, and how perfect and supported I was in this incredible, indescribable love that I was now intermixed and flowing with. It literally flowed through me and continued and expanded outward indefinitely. Today I was reading from Krista Gorman's book, I Died and Learned How to Live. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.